Welcome.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
And you are?
My name is Mariel Vinji.
And where are you from?
I'm from Minnetonka, Minnesota.
And you're on staff?
I am.
So when have you been to Holden before? Or how long?
I came here as a visitor for a week in 2004. And then came on staff for the first time in 2008 as the village potter. Kind of a fluke, but a very fortunate one. And then I came back as a village potter in 2009 as I started my year term and finished up my year in the kitchen for 9 months as a lead cook. I'm back this summer, 2012, as lead cook / barista.
Yeah. I didn't realize you'd been pottered two different times.
Yeah, two different summers. Yeah.
So you have a story in mind for us?
I do! In particular, it is a bear story, and it's a fun one. So, during my, was it my first summer or my second summer? Mary Coffey was there. Mary Coffey was training me in, which means it would have been the first summer. Because it was the first gas kiln that we had ever, or that I had ever done. And there's a lot of pottery that comes out of the gas kiln. And we had just finished unloading it in the evening. We had a chain of people from the gas kiln into the pot shop, loading up the tables with all sorts of different cups. And by this time, everybody, all the excitement had worn off, so people left. And I was alone in the pot shop, looking at all the cups, studying them, thinking what I should do better next time, and which ones to keep and which ones to sell. And I was really, really into it because I was learning a lot. And I heard this funny sound. I'd call it a gruffle. And I had to mentally tell myself, I'll be responsible, I guess, and turn my head to see what's making the sound. I didn't want to take my eyes away from all the pots and looking at them. So I turned my head with a mug, a new mug in my hand. I turned my head and I look over at the door, and there's a black bear staring at me. And it's halfway through the door, and it's just looking at me like, hey, what are you doing? And I said, ah! And it said, and it ran away. And so I yelled for help. And Hannah Goldammer was working in the craft cave looming. So I yelled for Hannah. I said, Hannah. And she came down and she scared the bear away. And we had a good laugh. Later, I wrote a song about the bear coming to the pot shop.
Will you sing it for posterity?
Sure. Just the piece that I remember. A bear tried to drink my tea. I think he thought it was honey, but he was just hungry for some food. Perhaps a bit lonely, too. We could talk about politics. The colder weather and McFunny looks at each other over tea and crumpets at my grandma's house. I don't really remember the rest of it, but that was kind of zoot. There were a lot of bears coming in that season. So people were scaring them away with rocks and things like that, and sometimes a little too intensely. So the song continued to talk about how the bear just wanted to be part of the community, and we were always trying to scare it away instead of really embracing it and welcoming it into the village. That was a good one.
So did you have other encounters with bears?
There were other bears that summer, mostly just like getting stuck in the trees because someone would try and scare it, and it would get so scared it would go in the tree, but they hide in the trees for like half an hour. So you have to wait for leave and wait for them to come down so that you can scare them down the road. There was a time we went hiking out to the Heartlake Trail, and there was a bear coming towards us, towards the village, and so that was kind of frightening to just turn around the corner. All of a sudden, there's a bear. I remember maybe she could tell this story someday, but Rebecca Swanson was on her way up to the Philosopher's Porch, coming from this backside of Koinonia. And in the nighttime, she brushed up against a bear that had been ravaging through the tin cans on the bottom porch there. And just, like, quickly ran up the stairs. That was a crazy bear encounter. Yeah. Yeah, bears.
So what did you do when you had to scare it away, did you just shout at it, or?
I jumped. All I had to do was jump in the air, and it got spooked too, so it ran away. We both had the same reaction to each other, pretty much. Yeah. But it was halfway through the room, so I remember just being really afraid that it was going to come in and create a mess out of the pot shop and like knock over tables and get really upset. But it didn't have both of its hind legs weren't inside the door, it was just its front paws. So, but he was far enough out that his whole head was looking at me from beyond the table, which means that actually maybe it was just his like butt that was hanging outside. But we had left the door open to the kiln because we had just finished chaining in all the pots. Yeah.
How big was it? Was it a full-grown bear?
No, it was probably a yearling because they were the ones always like coming into the village because they were too young to know to stay away. Yeah, and they were kind of curious about our food and things like that. Thanks for listening to my
Thank you
story.
so much.
You're welcome.